Good Friday morning, beloved. My, isn't it wonderful to share the God's Word together as we begin this beautiful Friday morning. Today we are in Hosea chapter 1 through chapter 7 verse 2. Here the Lord expects fidelity, but the people's love for the Lord vanishes like early morning dew. The Lord's message is one of judgment and destruction because of the evil deeds of the people. And again, God's saving words for us this week have been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. The people say, "Let's return to the Lord. He has hurt us, but he will be sure to heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage our wounds, won't he? In 2 or 3 days, he will revive us, and we will live in his presence. Let us try to know the Lord. He will come to us as surely as the day dawns, as surely as the spring rains fall on the earth. But the Lord says, Israel and Judah, what am I going to do with you? Your love for me disappears as quickly as the morning mist. It is like dew that vanishes early in the day. That is why I have sent my prophets to you with my message of judgment and destruction. What I want from you is plain and clear. I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I would rather have my people know me than burn offerings to me. But as soon as they entered the land at Adam, they broke the covenant I had made with them. Gilead is a city full of evil people and murderers. The priests are like a gang of robbers who wait in ambush for someone. Even on the road to the holy place at Shechem, they commit murder. And they do all this evil deliberately. I have seen a horrible thing in Israel. My people have defiled themselves by worshiping idols. And as for you, people of Judah, I have set a time to punish you also for what you are doing. Whenever I want to heal my people Israel and make them prosperous again, all I can see is their wickedness and the evil they do. They cheat one another, they break into houses and steal, they rob people in the streets. It never enters their head that I will remember all this evil, but their sin surrounds them, and I cannot avoid seeing them." Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, where the Lord says, "I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I would rather have my people know me than to burn offerings to me." And again, beloved, the service to God, the worship of God in Israel and in Judah, because at this time the two kingdoms were divided under separate kings. Israel had completely fallen into sin and was in the process of being under God's judgment. However, Judah was soon to follow and likewise would find itself under God's judgment also. And yet here they are saying, well, maybe we can reform our lives a little bit. Maybe we can make a little change here and there, and then God would love us again, and God would receive us again, and God would pour his blessings out on us, and he would forgive us all of our sins, and he would kind of wink at our other sins. And God is telling them it's too late for that. When I look at you, all I see are the multitudes of sins that you just relish in, like pigs wallowing around in the mud. What a terrible condition for God's people to find themselves. Let's pray. Dear God, you see deep into my heart, and you know my every thought. Cleanse me of any evil that is lurking within my heart and mind. Draw me close to you so that I may live in the presence of your everlasting love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this week, beloved. I hope to see you this Sunday in church or on Facebook or on the Zoom call. But, if something keeps us from getting together on Sunday, well, we'll be here again, faithful as always, God willing, on Monday morning to share God's Word with you. Monday, we'll be in Hosea chapter 8, verses 1 through 14, where Israel is condemned for idol worship. Until then, beloved, just read your Bible, claim those promises of God, make your life line up with what God desires of us, and you and I and our families together will walk in God's blessings. Amen. We will see you next time.